Make Music Chattanooga is a day-long celebration of learning and creating music. This year's celebration, on Monday, June 21st, will be hosted at all four locations of the Chattanooga Public Library. Mark Anderson will be leading the harmonica workshops. I spoke with him and the library's Chrissy Varnell. Mark, Chrissy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So excited to be here.
Mark, tell us more about Make Music Day.
Make Music Day is a global celebration of music on the solstice annually. It began in France in 1982 as just a celebration of music where everyone could participate, free to everyone, encouraging group participation. And the Chattanooga version began in 2016. It is led by Taryn Balwinski and Brian Otten and a host of volunteers. It really typifies Chattanooga's artistic, creative spirit. And just in so many ways, it really is what Chattanooga is all about. And that's why I love being part of it.
It's been around here for only a few years, and you got involved very early on. How have you seen it change in just a short span of time?
Well, in 2016, I had just moved here and was looking for opportunities to get out, and saw this advertised as a day-long free music event. So I attended and enjoyed and made good friends there. It was just a really memorable experience for me. And then I met Taryn a few months later and got invited to be on the volunteer group. The first 2 years, I led up a project called Music on the Move, involving a number of musicians playing at various places around the city. And then I got into the harmonica workshop, which I do now.
And that brings us to all of the activities. This is not only an opportunity for participation, but Chrissy, it's an opportunity, as Mark was just saying, for people to learn.
The library has been involved with Make Music Day since it started in 2016, but this is actually the first year that we are going to have it at four different library locations, four different branches. So we're really, really excited. And we also have events sprinkled throughout the entire day for all ages. So we have our music and movement class that are going to be for the littles and their parents. But we also are going to have DIY instrument take and make kits. You can do the kit at home or you can do it at the branch with some library staff. We're also going to have a mobile beat lab that's going to be up on our fourth floor. Or at Eastgate, we'll have those set up. Super exciting. We will also have we're so excited about this. It's our instrument lending library. It's the kickoff to this amazing thing that we have created with CGR and Lyndhurst. So it's going to be a full instrument lending library for ages 10 to 17. You can check out one instrument per library card, and you can have it for 2 weeks. You can renew it once and you can make music with this new instrument lending library. We're so excited about it.
And this is just another example of opportunities for people to get out and to, after the past year plus that we have all experienced with this pandemic, and for many people, for so many people, music has been such a balm.
Sure.
That is definitely very true. We've had people throughout the quarantine time calling us and emailing us trying to get back into our recording studio just as a way to express and create. And that was one of the very first places that we started taking appointments because we saw such a demand for it. So we're really excited to be able to have people back in the building.
And even though requirements have been lifted as people have gotten vaccinated, are you still handling anything differently?
With our studio space, it's still appointment only. We keep that the same and kept that the same throughout the pandemic and the quarantine times. We do take a little pause in between the studio appointments and do a great sanitization, especially, you know, you've got microphones in there. And so we were all kind of trained on how to properly take apart the microphones and sanitize them. So that was something that I had never learned how to do before. So that was interesting. And we've continued that. So just extra precautions.
In 2020, Make Music Day was entirely online. So we adapted a year ago. Even this time, most of our events are all outside, so you're dealing with fresh air circulation.
How does the day begin?
We start at 8:30 in the morning with an event called Stones, Water, Time, and Breath. Ray Zimmerman, a local nature poet, is going to lead that. It's out at the Chickamauga Dam. It's not below the dam, but it's above at the little public beach area. It's a very fascinating project that makes percussive sounds with stones tossed into the water. And it's very experimental and kind of meditative. So it'll be a really interesting, quiet morning out there along the beach. Ray will direct people that, as a group, people will toss their stones into the water in a certain pattern.
Tell us how the day comes to an end.
At the end of the day, we have events at Coolidge Park and the Chattanooga Choo Choo. There's a summer solstice jam over at Coolidge Park. And at the Choo Choo, we have an electric guitar parade. And register for that online. It's going to be a lot of fun marching with our electric guitars and percussion up and down Main Street.
And for more information, where can people go online?
The Facebook Make Music CHA, Make Music CHA. On that page, you'll find an events listing.
All right. Mark, Chrissy, thanks so much.
Can't wait to see you.